Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Weightless, A Doctor's Guide to GLP-1 Medications, Sustainable Weight Loss, and the Health You Deserve by Rocio Salas. Whalen, MD, positions modern anti-obesity care as both science-driven and deeply personal. Framed as a practical guide from a physician experienced in metabolic health, it explains how GLP-1 medications fit into a broader, long-term approach to improving weight, cardiometabolic risk, and daily well-being. Rather than treating weight loss as a short sprint, the book emphasizes sustainable habits, realistic expectations, and the medical context that shapes results, side effects, and safety. Readers can expect a clear orientation to what GLP-1 therapies are, why they work for many people, and how to use them responsibly alongside nutrition, movement, sleep, stress support, and follow-up care. The tone is likely supportive and stigma-reducing, aiming to replace confusion and shame with evidence-based decision-making and a plan that can be maintained after the initial momentum of early weight change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding GLP-1 medications and why they change appetite and metabolism. A central topic is what GLP-1 medications are and how they influence the biology of weight regulation. Many people assume weight change is only about willpower, but GLP-1-based therapies are designed around physiology, hunger signaling, satiety, digestion speed, and the way the brain responds to food cues. The book likely clarifies the difference between using these medications for diabetes management versus for obesity treatment, and why a medical model of obesity matters when selecting therapy. Readers benefit from a grounded explanation of why appetite may quiet down, why portions feel easier to manage, and why some people experience strong changes in cravings while others see a more modest effect. A physician-centered guide also tends to cover realistic timelines, initial appetite effects, gradual dose escalation, and how results vary by starting weight, insulin resistance, and adherence to supportive habits. By emphasizing mechanisms and variability, the book can help readers replace hype with informed expectations and reduce anxiety about whether their experience is normal. It also supports productive conversations with clinicians by giving readers a vocabulary for discussing benefits, limitations, and monitoring needs. Secondly, safety, side effects, and medical supervision for long-term success. Another important topic is navigating side effects and safety in a way that keeps people on track without unnecessary suffering or risky shortcuts. GLP-1 medications are widely discussed online, yet practical guidance often gets drowned out by anecdotes and extreme claims. A doctor-authored guide can help readers anticipate common gastrointestinal issues, understand why dose titration matters, and learn strategies that typically reduce discomfort, such as adjusting meal size, fat content, hydration, and meal timing. The book likely encourages monitoring beyond the scale: energy levels, strength, digestion, blood pressure, glucose trends, and lab work when appropriate. Medical supervision is not just a formality, it is how clinicians personalize dosing, assess contraindications, and evaluate medication interactions. The text may also address red flags that require prompt evaluation and the importance of follow-up if symptoms persist or worsen. In addition, many readers worry about what happens if they stop the medication, and a safety-oriented discussion can frame weight maintenance as an ongoing clinical plan rather than a moral test. By treating safety as part of the strategy, the book supports adherence, reduces fear, and helps readers make decisions based on health outcomes instead of internet pressure. Thirdly, building a sustainable nutrition approach that works with medication, GLP-1 therapy can make eating easier, but it does not automatically create a nutrient-dense pattern that protects muscle, energy, and long-term health. A key topic is how to structure nutrition so that medication-driven appetite changes translate into durable improvements. The book likely stresses protein adequacy to preserve lean mass during weight loss, along with fiber and hydration to support digestion and satiety. It may discuss how smaller portions require smarter choices, prioritizing nutrient-dense foods, planning simple meals, and avoiding long gaps that can backfire with nausea or low energy. Practical guidance often includes how to handle restaurant meals, travel, and social events without falling into all-or-nothing thinking. Since GLP-1 medications can change tolerance for rich or greasy foods, the book can help readers interpret those signals as information rather than failure. It may also encourage readers to watch for under-eating, especially when appetite becomes very low, and to build routines that ensure consistent nourishment. By integrating nutrition with medication effects, the approach becomes less about strict rules and more about creating a pattern the reader can maintain when life gets busy or when the medication dose changes. Fourthly, movement, muscle protection, and cardiometabolic health beyond the scale. A physician-focused weight loss guide typically expands the goal from looking smaller to becoming metabolically healthier. This topic centers on why movement and strength preservation matter when using appetite-regulating medications. Rapid weight loss without resistance training can increase the risk of losing lean mass, which affects strength, resting energy expenditure, and long-term maintenance. The book likely encourages a realistic exercise plan that meets readers where they are, starting with walking, mobility, and gradual progression, while adding resistance work to protect muscle. It may also frame fitness as a tool for improving insulin sensitivity, blood pressure, lipid markers, sleep quality, mood, and confidence. This broader framing matters because many readers have a history of overexercising or using punishing routines, which can be unsustainable and increase injury risk. A sustainable plan emphasizes consistency and recovery, especially during periods of lower calorie intake. The book may also highlight non-scale victories such as improved stamina, reduced joint pain, or better lab results, helping readers stay motivated even when weight loss slows. By linking movement to health metrics, it reinforces that the medication is one component of a comprehensive, life-enhancing strategy. Lastly, mindset, stigma reduction, and maintaining results over time, sustainable weight loss often hinges on psychology and environment as much as on pharmacology. This topic addresses the emotional landscape many readers carry, including past diet failures, shame, and fear of regain. A doctor-guided approach can validate obesity as a complex medical condition and reduce the stigma that keeps people from seeking help. The book likely offers tools for setting realistic goals, tracking progress without obsession, and preparing for plateaus as a normal phase rather than a sign that treatment stopped working. It may also encourage readers to build support systems, clinician follow-up, family communication, and perhaps therapy or coaching for stress and emotional eating patterns. Maintenance is a major concern with GLP-1 medications, so the discussion may explore how to think about long-term treatment, potential dose adjustments, and the habit foundations that make maintenance easier. Readers may also benefit from guidance on handling social narratives, such as criticism of medication use or misinformation about quick fixes. By focusing on mindset and maintenance, the book positions health as a long project, helping readers protect their progress, stay engaged with care, and make decisions aligned with quality of life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults considering GLP-1 medications, people already using them who want a clearer plan, and anyone supporting a spouse, friend, or patient through medically guided weight loss. It can also benefit readers who have struggled with repeated dieting cycles and want an evidence-based explanation of why appetite and weight are not simply personal discipline problems. The practical value comes from connecting the medication to sustainable routines, eating patterns that support protein and fiber, movement that preserves muscle, and monitoring that focuses on health markers rather than daily scale swings. That combination can improve energy, mobility, confidence, and cardiometabolic risk, while reducing the confusion created by social media advice. Compared to many weight loss books that rely on one diet philosophy, a physician-centered GLP-1 guide is worth buying because it aligns expectations with clinical reality, titration, side effect management, follow-up care, and long-term maintenance planning. It also helps readers communicate more effectively with clinicians and make safer decisions. If you want a grounded roadmap that treats health as the destination, not just rapid weight change, this book offers a structured way to move forward. If you would like to support Rocio Salas Whalen, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.